Good morning. It is 7:16, just about 7:17. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tommy Ertith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. It is Tuesday. It's, what's the date? March 16th. And believe it or not, on March 19th, we're gonna have football here on the radio.
It's about time.
It's about darn time. We got some high school football coming up, and hey, we're happy about it. We're happy for the kids and happy for the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Mike Washabaugh, who joins us this morning. Coach, good morning. How you doing today?
Good. Pleasure to be here.
Strange year, but I guess the number one thing, we were kind of talking off the air, you know, no matter when it happened, we're happy that the kids are getting the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite the journey. Last game we played was 17 months ago, you know, and scheduled to start in August, had summer workouts shut down, then we were able to start back up in the fall with the plan of playing in February, got shut down again, then it kind of got pushed back to here we are now.
You know, and it's such a weird thing because with the schedule, there's different reasons that you have lost some guys that probably would have played in the fall or maybe might even come back next fall, but there's different reasons. I mean, including you had, you know, some kids graduated a semester not knowing that they're going to get the opportunity to play in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being shut down two times from the time we started in the summer, we had a couple kids that were senior graduates at the end of December just because there was no – you know, season scheduled. We weren't doing workouts at that point. We were still shut down. So, you know, it didn't look like there was light at the end of the tunnel at that point.
Talk about workouts and leading up to all this, because obviously, guys, you were still able to get into the weight room and that type of stuff. So when did you actually start to get to some, I guess, non-contact days as far as workouts?
Yeah, so we were shut down at the beginning of COVID in March and zero contact with the kids. We did virtual meetings and kind of did at-home workouts during that time. We're able to start up with our summer lifting phase in the beginning of June, which carried us through all the way till the end of July. We were able to get 10 non-helmet, non-contact practices and mask. So we installed a ton of stuff in the back end of July. You know, and they didn't make the decision on the season, I want to say, till like July 31st. We would have started the next week. So that's when it got moved to February. We were shut down until the middle of September. So we were able to get a fall lifting phase. And then a lot of baseball, basketball guys weren't able to do their contact days in the summer, so we went extremely light in the fall. We only went one day a week with football activities just because we do share a ton of athletes. And then we got to November. After we wrapped that up, we got shut down again until January, you know, and we started up workouts with no, like, we're going to have a season, you know, it was just workouts. And then about 2 weeks into that, back end of January, that's when they made the decision that we were good to go.
I guess the one thing that would be really hard, and as especially for the student athletes, is keeping them motivated, not knowing if we're going to have a season or not. Think, well, do I really need to be doing the workout and putting the work in? But yeah, because just in case, I guess, you know, that couldn't have been easy.
Absolutely. I mean, the older guys know how good the people we are that we play, so they have that incentive. You know, we addressed, obviously, game week. Finally, we've gotten there after 17 months. You know, and the first thing I did yesterday before we got into the scouting report of Geneseo was thank the seniors, you know, the 17 kids that have stuck around through hard times. You know, we talked about the graduates and things like that. Like, there were some guys that, you know, didn't make it. But, you know, we can't thank them enough just because that's the leadership that's guiding our team right now and the guys that have really stuck to it, you know, and just kept prepping with the hope that we would have a season.
You know, there were some struggles. You know, academically, it hadn't been easy with, you know, kids. Some do not work as well, being on their own, being at home, whatever the case may be. So that's been a struggle for some. And for some, I guess the sports has been the motivation to put that work in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've continued tracking grades. To say that I can track 95 people in our program the entire year, like, that's not realistic. But since we've gotten back, we've had 55 minutes study table every single day. Back to in-person learning. So, you know, that's really, really helped out, having the incentive of eligibility. You know, a lot of the basketball swimming guys, they had eligibility starting with their, you know, non-traditional winter season when they started up. But the guys that, you know, started having to track eligibility, like, that's been the reason, you know, to stay up on that.
So it's kind of the fall sports season and the spring, football, volleyball going on. Then we're going to have the traditional spring sports starting after that. Basketball literally just wrapped up on Saturday, was the last day that teams could play. So my question was, and we talked about this off the air, was, okay, I know the IHSA said that those kids coming from a winter sport, whether, you know, basketball, swimming, whatever the case may be, had to have a minimum of 10 practices. Like, oh gosh, are they even going to be eligible for that first game? And I guess that's probably what your your thought as well. I was like, okay, am I even going to have some of these kids? What, seven offensive players, offensive starters? Or yeah. Am I even going to have them for the first game? But it's a good answer, though.
Yeah, I first opened that up, you know, the excitement of the season, and then seeing the 10 days of or 10 practices, you know, different from any other sport. Kids that aren't in a winter sport have to have 12 contact days or 12 practices. They changed the rule for kids that were in basketball or swimming that they had to have 10. So I can't thank Ryan hard enough. We do share a ton of guys. You know, I want to say three of our four receivers, starting running back, one of our tight ends. So we talked about offense right there. But I'm like, this is what we have Geneseo week practice. This is where we need to fill in the gaps. I gave him our schedule. He highlighted the days that worked for them when they either practiced late, he wasn't practicing. You know, we made the weekends work to get practices in, but he's the reason why that was able to go. I mean, just being able to work together on that.
Yeah, so they were able to get their practices in. You will have them for Friday night's game, the opener against Geneseo. Let's we're talking with Streaks head football coach Mike Washabaugh. Let's talk about the schedule. It's all Western Big Six games. Everybody's getting six games. I mean, it's all – I guess the good news is it's the relative normalness is that it's – games on Friday nights or Saturday afternoon, whatever. I think, are yours all on Friday nights or do you have a Saturday?
We're set up. It's a little bit different with Allman and Geneseo doing okay. Numbers. But the Big Six is set up freshman at 5 on Fridays and then varsity at 7 or, you know, 30 minutes after that game. And then we play a JV schedule that changed last year on Mondays with those teams. So any non-varsity starter that's a sophomore, junior, or senior. So really kind of stealing like how the suburbs kind of do that with JV mentality football, kind of getting away from sophomore football.
So the IHSA allowed 6 weeks for football, and then you got the traditional spring sports starting. So you are getting at a good chunk of the conference. Was it the conference ADs that got together and determined, like, okay, who are you going to play, who are you not going to play? Because there's going to be one team that everybody does not play, and in our case, it will be Sterling.
Yeah, correct. When they had it scheduled for us to start in February, we were playing a seven-game schedule, so they already had that set. So basically, they just dropped off week one and two, which would have been Dunlap and Morton for us. And then when they got together after this season, when they moved it back to the start date now, 6 week season, they just cut off the week 9 game. So we played Sterling week 9. So everybody in their schedule from last year, what it would have been, they just cut their week 9 conference game out.
All right. So Geneseo Friday night, you'll be on the road to start Quincy home, and it'll be 3-3, three home, three on the road. So at Geneseo, home against Quincy, at Rocky, home against Moline, at UT, and you wrap up at home against Alleman on April 23rd. You know, it's everything's so weird. And, you know, the number one, again, happy the kids are getting a chance to play, whether it's at a weird time and it's going to feel different or not. One of my worries when they announced it's like, oh, gosh, we're going to be starting here at the end of winter. And this was, you know, during that really cold snap, I was like, man, I was really worried about injuries, and not so much with our school or some of them that have the sport turf, but those who are playing on grass fields, it's going to be like getting tackled on concrete. Well, fortunately, things warmed up, the ground has softened up, and some of them are a little bit of a mess right now, but at least that's not going to be an issue, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the only team in our conference that's still on grass is Moline, but like just the big concern is you tear it up now and not having the time to recover grass by next fall. You're going to run into that. You know, we do get moved out of the stadium for JV football, soccer, things like that, but we do have 2.5 practice fields, so we just plan to rotate through that. So we do spend our time on grass, but we just got to take care of that and keep it nice.
Yeah, I was noticing I was out at the old field of the track on, I guess, Saturday afternoon, noticing actually how nice that still looks. I mean, it's still in great shape. It's in as good a shape as most grass fields anywhere in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you don't ever hear me complain getting bounced over there.
Yeah. Mike Washabaugh is a Galesburg High School head football coach. Season opener is Friday night on the road at Geneseo. Talk about personnel-wise, obviously you had some key players graduate, but you got some key returners, though, also and at skill positions.
Yeah. I think we bring back 7 starters on offense, so kind of starting out at quarterback. Grant Ayton started at slot receiver, had 15 catches in about 4 games last year. His brother broke his leg in the Quincy game, and then he went to quarterback. So he got 5 games playing during his sophomore year at Q's. So bringing back a wealth of knowledge and experience at that position. All-conference wide receiver basketball player Dre Gypsiaco led the conference in yards and touchdowns last year. He returns. Cohen Derry broke his collarbone during a JV game last year. Healed up, played basketball, played varsity hoops this year. He'll be at our other on-the-ball wide receiver. Tristan Hoven played slot receiver after Grant moved from slot receiver to quarterback, so he'll be there. Tight ends, we bring back Aaron Carl and Hunter Davina. Both took reps, kind of split time just so they stayed fresh on defense last year as sophomores. Up front, Reed Hawkins at center. He'll be a two-year starter, three-year varsity letterman. Jordan Payne at tackle. So we kind of have three guys up front that we feel comfortable with, but they'll be some of their first varsity starts in the offensive line. Flip over the defensive side. We return everybody inside the box players except for David Vanderman. He was our inside linebacker. He was unanimous all-conference player the last 2 years, and he's playing at Augustana College. So Damian Thomas, he was a 160 wrestler last year. He played JV, but he's more than ready to play. He's going to step in at that position, but we return Hunter Davina, Cannon Klein, Aaron Carl at the rest of the linebacker positions, Jordan Payne, Jeremiah Morris. We just got to find one defensive lineman. So we've kind of been rotating about three guys through there just to stay fresh because some of those guys do have to play both ways. We bring back both corners, Rakeem Spinks and Xavier Coleman. And then we're trying to find the safety position. We graduated two seniors, so we've rolled, you know, seven, eight, nine guys through there since last summer. You know, we feel pretty comfortable where we're at with that, but kind of open competition all the way until week one.
And it all starts in the trenches. You got some good returners, and I guess it doesn't matter what you're doing offensively or defensively. That's kind of where it starts. How you feeling about the offensive and defensive lines?
Yeah, I feel really good. You know, strength wise, size wise, you know, that's not the concern. It's just being green and making your first start. You know, which everybody has that learning curve. You know, so we try to get them exposed in JV games and in practice. But until you get under the lights, you know, that's what makes that decision. We're going to play a lot of guys on the defensive line that do play offense. So kind of every other rotation, like a guy will take a series off just to stay fresh, you know, and kind of the wear and tear that happens in a 9-game plus playoff season, like that's not going to happen in a 6-game schedule. You know, you just worry about those hits adding up over the year. But, you know, I think we'll be okay. Guys playing both ways, you know, they're in good enough shape. Strength wise are there. And what you usually hit in the back end of the season as you kind of get into the playoffs, you know, I don't think kids will go through that because it's such a shortened schedule.
Mike Washabaugh, head football coach, Galesburg Silver Streaks, joining us here this morning. Get ready to wrap up. Mike, talk a little bit about the conference itself and how you think it's going to stack up. Is it going to look any different with kids maybe at other schools that graduated semester or, you know, one playing Sterling in a way you get a break because they had a really good team coming back, but still, you're still going to see some really good teams over and right off the bat with Geneseo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody's coached up. There's no down game to where, you know, the mentality of resting guys, things like that. Like, you got to bring your A game every day. It's a physical battle. You know, we are a run-heavy league. Like, everybody runs the ball, so you got to be prepared to do that. Pass-wise, I would say us and Quincy are probably the most pass-type teams in the league, so it's still a very traditional running team or running league. You know, dropping Sterling off the schedule is probably, you know, very good because they're returning 9-0. Second-round team, they lost to St. Rita last year in the second round, so, you know, that kind of benefits us.
Yeah, but it still doesn't mean it's not a very, very tough Western Big Six schedule, though.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, anything else you'd like to add about the team or this season? Obviously, you know, we had Eric Matthews in last week, talked about how it's going to be for fans. And, yeah, you're going to get parents in, band parents, cheerleading parents, football parents, cadet parents. So it's going to be it's unfortunate. But we also do have the NFHS streaming. The people will be able to watch, of course, with the Brad and Sean and Jake on here on the radio as well.
Yeah, so you got radio broadcast through WGIL and 93.7. And then we will stream every home game through NFHS, just like they did with basketball once they got that up and going, that set up. I believe they just did a soccer game this weekend with that. So kind of got all the kinks out with that. When we go on the road, I know UT uses NFHS. Geneseo has kind of their own streaming service that is free. And then Rock Island has used YouTube. I've heard that they're going to switch over to the NFHS. But I'm just providing the kids with that so that they can pass the word to their parents, you know, with enough lead time. You know, just excited to go. I kind of talked to you, I think, off the air a little bit. But just thanking the seniors for the leadership, sticking to it. You know, there's plenty of excuses or reasons to kind of tap out along the way, you know, and the guys kind of stuck to it, you know, and that's life lessons those guys are picking up that they're going to carry for the rest of their life.
Yeah, things don't always go the way you plan, and yeah, you take and run with it, whatever hand you're dealt, I guess. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking some time with us. I know it's a weird time to be talking football coming up on Friday night, but at least it's happening, though.
Yep, for sure.
Coach Mike Washbaugh, Coach, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.